Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today is Wednesday, August 19th, 2015. I'm Emily Kwong. And joining me in the studio is a Sitka fellow. We've had one on every Wednesday, and it's been a real treat to get to know these individuals and some of their amazing projects they're conducting right here in our community. You are going to get to meet Ellie Schmidt this morning. She is a multimedia artist who has been here for, how long have you been here for, Ellie? For the past 4 weeks, 5 weeks?
I think it's been about 5 weeks now, yeah.
5 weeks. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, thanks.
So, Ellie, I want to know all about your project. You are getting towards the tail end of your fellowship,
mm-hmm.
A very sad thing, but it also means that your project is coming to completion. So what will it be?
Yeah, so my project has changed a little bit since I've been here. Originally, I was planning to make these projection-style installations around town, but the minute I got here, I started exploring the oceans and going on hikes, and I started collecting video. And so now at this point, I'm making an experimental short film based on the nature around Sitka.
Okay, and what does the film involve, and what makes it experimental?
So what I've been really struck by here is just how beautiful, incredible nature is, being able to spend so much time in it. And so in a way, I feel like I'm curating nature. In terms of an experimental film, I am trying to kind of take these ideas that I've been throwing around in my head about climate change and my own personal thoughts and dealing with it and putting it into a film. So in terms of how well they'll come out, I'm not exactly sure, but I hope that there'll be some sort of idea that will stick with people.
Okay. And that's really what you do. You're a multimedia artist who focuses on ecological issues through her art using a variety of different mediums. So what mediums have you worked with? What are some of your favorites?
Yeah, I've worked with a lot. I oil painted a lot as a kid outside. That helped me really connect with nature as well. I've done a lot of ceramics in school, and now I've been doing a lot of photography and film.
Okay. And what's been different about doing photography and film in Sitka? So you've been going underwater.
Right. I recently bought myself a underwater housing for my camera, so I'm able to go underwater and take photos, which has been really fun. A lot of challenges as well, but it's really incredibly beautiful down there.
What has been your favorite thing to see down there?
Oh, that's hard.
What's down there? A lot of people have never gone scuba diving, and certainly not with a camera.
Sure.
In Sitka's waters.
Sure. I think what I'm most surprised by is the colors that are under there. At first, when you see a kelp forest, it's mostly dark and green and ominous. But once you start looking at things closely, it's actually incredibly colorful. Just like these almost tropical anemones and things they don't even know what they're called.
And how do you feel when you're under there?
I love it. I get a little bit of this primal animal fear just because sometimes the kelp can be disorienting, but it's kind of nice. It kind of wakes you up a little bit. I'm honestly just enthralled. I could stay there for forever if it wasn't so cold.
Thank goodness for wetsuits.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So the film that you're working on, you've mentioned, has a basis in a piece of music. So what is that piece of music, and how did you discover it?
So the piece of music is called Become Ocean by John Luther Adams, and I believe it won the Pulitzer Prize in 2014. And I actually came across it this past year. So I've been making art about climate change for a few years now, but recently, increasingly, the articles that I read are just more and more depressing. And so I hit a point where I was too sad to make art about climate change per se. I read just like a really sad article about coral reefs. And my professor told me I should listen to this podcast. And in this interview, John Luther Adams describes the piece as based on this idea that even though all life has come from the ocean, as glaciers melt and as sea levels rise, we're facing the reality that we could all return to the ocean again. It's a very beautiful piece. So essentially, I wanted to create a piece that sort of like dealt with these ideas in a way that wasn't trying to solve climate change or to even like take a stance. It was more of a space to encourage people to think in a way that was more critical and maybe heartfelt than they do usually when climate change is talked about in politics and it's kind of a cut and dry black and white issue.
Okay, we're going to listen to just a bit of that piece. This is Become Ocean, composed by John Luther Adams. So this piece goes on for, it's about 40 minutes long. And I'm wondering, Ellie, what images do you see when you first heard it? So you were in college.
This was a year out of college.
And when you first heard it, what struck you? What started popping into your head?
Well, I remember being in my dusty ceramic studio in Minnesota in the middle of the winter. And so feeling a little bit disconnected from the natural world. But it just feels very profound. I get the feeling of nature as mother, and it was very calming when I first heard it.
Okay. So the piece that you're working on, what's left in terms of completing it? What do you have to do now between now and Saturday when the showcase is taking place?
Yikes. Yeah, so I've been really good about taking footage because I can justify any type of adventuring is gathering more footage. So I have lots of that. I still have to collect it into a cohesive piece and make some sort of narrative and hopefully throw some projection style experimental stuff in there and use some music too.
Okay. And I have one last question for you, which is you mentioned that, you know, with climate change being the inspiration for a lot of your work, how hard that can be, you know, the fact that you're basing your work, your coral reef work, for example, ceramics work off of the fact that coral reefs are being damaged. Where have you come now in your artistic process, having gone through a rough patch?
Sure.
And finding this music, has it become easier to make music about or make art about something that is so increasingly more worrisome?
Yeah, it's been a journey, but I guess what I can say is that through reading about philosophical ecology and ecofeminism and things like that, I've come to a place where I'm trying to be honest in how I look at climate change and not avoid what's happening, but I'm also trying to understand that the sadness that I feel comes from a place of love. A sort of sad, but a good parallel that I found is between my parents getting older and nature declining. It's sort of like this same inevitable, almost unimaginable, horrible thing. But these feelings that I have come from a place of deep love. So just realizing that it's ultimately a positive thing, what we're going through. So that's helped me a lot.
Can you elaborate that on how it's a positive thing or just what you mean by that?
Sure. I guess what I mean to say is that, so as nature declines, so as your parents get older, the only thing you can do is show them that you love them and spend time with them mm-hmm. and listen to their stories and remember them and tell their stories later. And so I try and use that applied to nature as a way to recognize what's going on, but to deal with it in a positive, constructive way that isn't avoiding what's going on, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah, so the equivalent almost with your parents would be to act like it will never happen and miss out on the moments that you could be sharing with them.
Right, or focus on the problems more than what it is you love about them. Mm. Mm-hmm. Although both should be taken seriously, of course.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you found a really interesting place for yourself within your art and within this issue. And you're from Denver originally, right?
That's right.
So yeah. You weren't surrounded by oceans at all.
No, I think that has to do a little bit why I feel that the oceans are this magical, incredible place because, well, I don't know, a lot of Sitkins I feel have the same feelings about the ocean, but yeah.
Well, best of luck working through the last few details. Oh, we got a phone call. Someone wants to talk to you. But before we take that phone call, I want to turn the mic over to Solomon Enlick. He is the Sitka Fellows coordinator and is just going to share some details about their upcoming showcase this Saturday. So, Solomon, where is it and when is it taking place?
So the Sitka Fellows program showcase is taking place in Otis Theater in Allen Hall on the SJ campus, and it's going to be from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
All right. Well, thank you both so much for coming in.
Oh, sorry. And this Saturday.
This Saturday.
Yes, the 22nd.
And it's your chance to see and hear from all of the five fellows that have been on the air. There's one fellow who remains. Sarah Gibson will be on the show next Wednesday. Thank you both so much for coming in, and Ellie Schmidt especially. She is a multimedia artist who will be presenting her work on Saturday.
Thank you.
Thank you.